Good job reaching this stage. You've gathered significant knowledge and tools for your exploration of sibling relationships and sibling relationships and sibling rivalry. But now we're going to focus on the practical application, which aims to lessen the disputes at home. Children up until the age of 5 have a significant goal: to learn how to resolve conflicts. Our role as parents or educators is to assist them in developing problem-solving skills. This involves being present during conflicts and guiding them through various techniques. For instance, when children argue about TV time, we can teach them the concept of taking turns. We might suggest a solution such as, "Let's start by watching a show that Tom chose, and then we'll switch to Abigail's choice." If they're impatient for their turn, provide an alternative activity to keep them engaged while the other watches their show. The idea is always to present them with another choice. For another example, when they want to play together but each wishes to play their own game, disputes often arise, sometimes resulting in tears. In such a scenario, if the children are under 5, even if one is under 5 and the other is older, assist them in finding an alternative. Accordingly, the older child will learn this technique and apply it independently next time. To teach them this effectively, your presence is crucial. Don't do it while you're busy in the kitchen or on your phone. Don't shout from a distance. Just be there and propose a solution in a calm manner. Another critical point is that as children grow older, especially from age 5 and beyond, we should gradually step back and allow them more independence. We should give them the space to solve problems on their own. How do we do this? By choosing a calm moment when there's no ongoing fight or anger. A peaceful time like before bed, during a car drive, or quality time when you and the children are relaxed. Such a time is referred to as conversation time. An opportune moment when the children are emotionally receptive and we can effectively teach and impart values. During a calm conversation like this, we honestly express to the children that we don't enjoy their fights, but believe and trust in their ability to sort it out. We fully trust you'll find a solution and reconcile in the end. Pay attention to what I said here. Firstly, I expressed, "I don't like it when you fight," meaning I've communicated my feelings to them. I've also sent them a message. It's okay to have disagreements. But most importantly, I trust you'll eventually figure things out. This message communicates our revised perspective regarding their disputes. It's no longer a serious issue. It doesn't upset us. We're no longer frustrated. I'll soon explain how to put this into practice, as that's often the challenging part. I also want to emphasize that we'll respond differently in situations involving physical aggression, and we'll address this soon. So, after conveying the message during a calm time, what happens when the children are in a fight and they pull us back into their conflict, or when they come to us with their argument? Then our response is to put the ball back in their court. Here's an example. If the children are fighting and shouting, "Mom, he took my toy. He doesn't want to play with me." At that moment, we bounce the issue back to them with a straightforward response that encapsulates our previous conversation. "I understand how you feel, but I trust you to sort it out." Then, continue with your task. Please use a softer and gentle tone, even when they're yelling and fighting. Continue to maintain your calm demeanor and repeat this calming message to them. If the noise begins to upset you, tell them, "I don't like it when you yell," and then leave the room. This action speaks louder than words, showing that you won't engage in their quarrel. Sometimes, you may notice that the child who is often perceived as weaker starts to give in and struggle to cope with the situation. You can help them during a calm moments, one-on-one conversations. This is the time to strengthen them and provide them with the tools they need to handle such situations. Importantly, these conversations should take place outside of any conflict and when they are away from their sibling. You'll also need to talk to the child who often dominates during these fights. They need guidance on how to share and be considerate of others' feelings. Even if they seem to be the guilty ones, they also need help. They need guidance to be more considerate and perhaps less impulsive. It would be best to equip them with the necessary tools to improve. In these discussions, ask your children about their feelings during a fight. What do they wish could happen? How do they think they could better handle the situation? Be sure not to make comparisons or take sides. Instead, focus solely on the child and their behavior during these conflicts. By doing this, you are paving the way for them to manage conflicts more effectively at home and outside. This is the right approach. By taking these steps, you can help reduce the amount of quarreling at home.